In local news, here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 community update. The COVID-19 metrics are on the CDC's COVID dashboard for the week ending on October 28th. Hospital admissions are low in 100 of 100 counties in North Carolina, including Buncombe County, and about 91% of the counties in the U.S. However, they have decreased in North Carolina and increased in Buncombe County from the previous week. Between 2 to almost 4% of the deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID, the third lowest level of six groups. This has decreased since last week. Emergency room visits for COVID-19 are minimal in North Carolina. This represents less than 1.5% of all ER visits, the lowest of five levels and fewer than the previous week. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson counties wastewater data for the week ending on October 25th is on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. The number of viral gene copies in each water sample is at an orange level, representing the second highest of five groups, currently between the 60th and 80th percentile relative to the past level measured at the same site. The 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample has decreased from the previous week at minus 9% to 0%, the second lowest level of two groups for a negative rate of change. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. The new updated vaccine is available locally at pharmacies, health centers, and at the Buncombe County Health and Human Services building at 40 Cox Avenue in Asheville during regular business hours. For extra protection, wear an efficient medical grade mask. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. If you test positive, your doctor may recommend medical treatment.